This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So our countdown to kickoff underway is game week Saturday upon us this Labor Day holiday weekend. Big night before happening in Memorial Stadium, and no one gives us better insight than IU Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications and Fan Experience, Jeremy Gray, stepping into this Tuesday spotlight, plus other items of note. The new money deal with Adidas, the impact and progress of the new Cuban Center experience, game day initiatives. We'll cover it all here in a bit with Jeremy. A little bit later, well, the event that we have talked about with Hall of Famer John Spider Miller for nearly 2 years now has arrived, or will, a week from Saturday. The 45th Annual Walker Cup opens next weekend against Great Britain and Ireland at Royal Lytham at St. Anne's Golf Club, the site of 10 British Opens at Lancashire, England. And Spider, captain of Team USA, with now his 10-member amateur squad, hopeful of continuing the success of Team USA, who leads the overall series 35-8-1, earning that 17-9 win they had 2 years ago in Southampton, New York. Now, it's over to Great Britain starting a week from Saturday. Sports Talk and new Yogi's owner, Ron Ryder, proud to have Spider Miller, Team USA captain of the Walker Cuppers, on board with us tonight. Lots to cover as usual. Our first show of September, it has arrived too on the calendar. Hoosier football, Walker Cup golf, our centerpieces. As we welcome you to Sports Talk, we are live from Yogi's. Along with our producer, Jim Ritter, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, on-site producers, Joanne and Mike Glascott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith and Jeremy Gray joining us. And as we mentioned, here it is, September, football on Saturday. Gosh, so much to cover. Hey, thanks for coming in to Yogi's. And, well, things get rolling. I'm as anxious as you to see, you know, the football team this fall. But outside of that, I think our fans are going to be pleased for one, Jeremy. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, it's good to be here. And I'm so, so excited that finally, after a summer's worth of preparation, mainly by the team and the coaching staff, but really everyone in the athletic department, to get ready for the football season. We're ready to give it a go on Saturday. And, you know, I'm no football expert. I didn't play. I didn't play in high school either. But if you were to build a football team, you would want to be good on the defensive line, you'd want to be good on the offensive line, and you'd want to be good at quarterback to start your team. And I've got a very good feeling that Indiana will be very good in those three areas of the game, and I think that's a good foundation to build upon.
No question about it. The two deeps officially released from the Wilson camp this afternoon. Dave and Glass in the zone will embellish that tomorrow night. We'll embellish it somewhat tomorrow with Coach Brian Nora, the defensive coordinator, talking about Chase Dutra, who will be heading up, and he is no rookie, but I say that in the sense that he's still only a redshirt junior, but he will be the team leader there defensively, and all of our eyes on all of the factors of the game. Well, all of our eyes going to shift over to the Rock Memorial Stadium, Jeremy, come Friday around, what, 5:30 or so?
Yes, it's going to be exciting stuff taking place this upcoming weekend. We've got so much in store with the countdown to kickoff. Head coach Kevin Wilson will be on hand. He'll get fans fired up. We'll have food there available for purchase. You're going to be able to grab yourself a frosty beverage of sorts out there at outside of Memorial Stadium in the Hoosier Village area. And we're also going to have several hot air balloons where you're going to be able to take hot air balloon rides, or at least look at them as well. And then that night, to get the students fired up, and I knew nothing about this, and this is where you got to lean on a much younger staff who understands what college students are into. We're going to have a glow run, and we already have 300-plus signed up for the glow run. Oh, and it's a one-mile course around the athletics complex at night. We'll have a DJ playing music, getting them hyped up, and it ends in Memorial Stadium, but they wear glowing necklaces, glowing bracelets, carrying glow sticks of a variety of colors, and apparently it's a lot of fun. So that'll be exciting. And then, of course, the game itself on Saturday, it's the kickoff classic We're trying to make things a tradition here at Indiana. And the first home game of every year, we started this last year, we're going to start referring to as the Kickoff Classic. And we've got Good. Southern Illinois, a program we want to settle an old score against.
Yes, we do. This is 15. About 9 years ago, the Salukis, based out of Carbondale, Illinois, threw a big monkey wrench in the Hoosier plans here at the stadium.
Yeah, and I think this team is poised and ready to go. And when you got a guy like Nate Sudfeld under center and two of the best offensive linemen I've ever seen IU have in Spriggs and Feeney with a good complementary piece of offensive linemen and then a stout front seven, I think the Big Ten team will flex their muscle.
You know, Jeremy, and it was, maybe it was last week, I think, when Fred gathered us and unveiled a lot of the game day initiatives and the safety measures, and we'll underline that because I know Indiana U and Department of Intercollegiate Athletics certainly proud to be one of the first, well, athletic departments in the entire country to receive the Sport Event Security Aware, or SESA, designation from the National Center for Spectator Sports Safety, one of just 11 institutions nationally to earn that recognition. That's a nice honor right there.
Yes, it's called a SESA designation, and we got to give all credit to Associate Athletic Director Eric Neuberger and all of the people who work both in our facilities and event management staff, along with the help of those on campus like Mike Santa and Doug Boer, who have helped with that. But it's basically the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, or AAA rating,
okay,
for stadium safety. It means not only is our facility safe, but we take several proactive measures to ensure safety within the stadium, and we have a series of plans and contingencies based upon events that could possibly happen where Indiana is prepared in a way that most other schools are not to deal with safety issues in the stadium. So it's a great honor to be one of the few schools in the country that has that.
You know, again, too, and I want to touch on it with you, the Fan Advisory Board. I mean, they were actually selected last year to provide some input, if you will, on how the Department of Athletics can improve on the seven areas of fan experience. And that's a neat add as well.
Yeah, last year we had the Fan Advisory Board, and you know, one of the interesting things, you have to be humble in our position, because let's say for a football game we got a noon kickoff. Well, the staff shows up at 7,
uh-huh,
and we don't leave until 7 o'clock, so we don't have to deal with the traffic issues. We don't have to deal with any of the issues that the average fan has to go through. And we had a 20-person Fan Advisory Board that we picked last year. Had several meetings with them over the course of the year, and they provided interesting suggestions. Like one, we've talked about the traffic pattern around Memorial
right.
Stadium, but they're like, well, pedestrians are cutting us off left and right, and that adds to the traffic congestion. Why don't you guys study a way in which you could channel pedestrian traffic in a more efficient way? Others said, how about more food options at Memorial Stadium? We've added, you know, things like the chocolate mousse this year.
I saw that.
So,
you got Mike Glasscott all excited about that.
One guy just spoke up, and he said, why don't you have a banner for the College World Series? So a week later, we had a banner up at Bard Kauffman Field to commemorate going to the 2013 College World Series. So they're kind of the people who grade our homework, and that's a good thing.
It is indeed, and we'll see more mentioning Mike Glasscott. He does a great job of narrating what's going on live during timeouts and what have you, pregame, halftime. And we'll see, too, Jeremy, more board elements and social media that feature the personalities of our student-athletes on our 24 Sports 1 team.
Yeah, so when you look at the video board at the game this Saturday, and I think women's basketball has been a real leader in this. When you look at the video board of women's basketball, you'll see the athletes on the video board doing Name That Tune or doing quick answers to funny questions. And I think it endears the athletes to our fans. You'll see much more of that on our video boards for football and men's basketball this year than you have in years past.
Well, it all starts our countdown to kickoff, the Kickoff Classic, if you will. We're spending time with Associate AD in charge of fan experience, Jeremy Gray. It all starts Friday at 5:30 out at Memorial Stadium. And, again, it's all free and open to the public. And we start the 2015 campaign for real on Saturday at 4. We have some oldies but goodies. goodies. Of course, you know, Fred Glass, we're going to have better fireworks. We have some new stadium graphics, and we're just getting started. And we'll talk a little about the next upper level of social media, or the virtual reality. It has many applications. And we'll talk with Jeremy when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Live from Yogi's tonight. First day of September, our third show at Yogi's under new management, but a lot of the same familiar faces, the waiters and servers and the great food. Ron Ryder, we thank you. And Spider Miller, the captain of Walker Cup 2015 USA, joining us a little bit later. We have Jeremy Gray joining us and talking a little about the fan experience and what to expect as the Hoosiers of Kevin Wilson open up for him season number 5, Indiana's 131st year of playing the collegiate game. And, you know, it was a couple of weeks ago, well, it was longer than that, Mark Cuban coming down, making the donation to Mark Cuban Center, virtual reality, and its many, many applications. How has the response, and it just continues to grow since the grant that he gave us, Jeremy, was made known, and what's the response been like?
It's been incredible, and not only because of his outstanding financial commitment to give us what I believe will be the most state-of-the-art broadcast video operation of any athletic department in the country, but with his name attached and his expertise and his deep Rolodex of contacts, we've been able to open doors and have relationships with companies like Facebook and GoPro. We've had conversations with people at Google, Disney, about partnering, mentoring, or helping IU in certain ways. And it's very, very exciting as we've been able to pull the talents of people all across campus, School of Informatics and Computing, the Media School, all to provide incredible, found nowhere else type opportunities for students. And the students are going to get applications with this incredible technology that they will build the stuff for IU athletics, and that will help us in recruiting and student athlete instruction. And you mentioned virtual reality. That's going to be one of the first places that we go, and we're already the only athletic department in the country that makes virtual reality content in-house.
Jeremy, how much of that virtual reality will be actually worked into this football season?
All right, already in the tight ends room at the football stadium, there's a virtual reality station where we have had our video staff create virtual reality videos of plays where, at the end of practice, Coach Wilson allows us to set up this contraption to capture this 360 video of different plays and different formations. Yeah. So Nate Sudfeld can put on his headset, virtual reality headset, and actually get hundreds of reps against different defensive arrangements and can learn to read defenses better. So we're already doing that, and we're going to do some pretty spectacular things for recruiting. So imagine, if you will, a recruit comes on campus, even on an off weekend, and they want to know what it's like to run out of the tunnel on a game day at Assembly Hall. We can give them that full experience where it's a fully immersive experience. And let me tell you a little bit about virtual reality.
Please
do. When I first tested it out, I put on the headset, and I was at a Paul McCartney concert. Right. So it was a Paul McCartney concert in virtual reality. They put the headset and the earphones in. I started walking around a room, and I ran into a wall. Because I was so disoriented, I thought I was walking on stage. And I could walk on stage and look at Paul play the piano. I could look up and I could see the top of the arena. I could look down and see the floor of the stage. I could walk over to the drummer. It's just an incredible, incredible way to experience things. And it'll aid us in fan experience, recruiting, and, of course, student-athlete instruction.
Well, and it's opened, it's really opened a whole new a road or two for student-athletes, you know, the partnership with the media school, entering different careers that maybe weren't available. And we're talking about, you know, broadcasters, student broadcast, filmmakers. I mean, this is a whole new, I mean, it's way over this old man's head.
It's over mine, too. But, yeah, we're going to be working a lot with the media school, where they're going to create entire classes and curriculum to help support the center. We're going to share equipment with them. and it's going to be really, really tremendous.
I don't know all of the lingo, and that's why I lean on you, brother. I lean on you heavy. What is the ORAD Virtual Studios? Is that something that's in existence, coming?
It's in existence at a couple of places. If you've ever watched CNN, let's say on election night, and they're walking around and graphics keep popping up of, like, different states and counties, and they're pressing buttons, and different counties and states are lining up on election night. All of that's graphically represented in something called an ORAD virtual studio. So instead of the old traditional television studio that had the potted plant, the chairs, the desk, the background, this is entirely superimposed on a green screen with graphic technology, and we're going to have it installed, and it's going to be used by students through the Cuban Center. And you'll see it all over the place on our video board shows at football and men's basketball games.
You know, you and Fred were in the team room. It's been about a week and a half ago with our, our scribes and our journalists. How did they, you had a little, press availability, a virtual reality press availability. Are they getting the lingo?
Starting to get the lingo, and actually Facebook purchased Oculus, and Oculus is a company that produces the headsets. And starting next year, Oculus Rift headsets for virtual reality use are going to be available on the consumer market for about $300. So much like television in 1951, where no one had it, but by 1953, everyone had it, there are very, very smart people working for very large companies who believe that virtual reality will be the next big thing. It'll be the next internet. And IU Athletics is way ahead of the curve.
Yo, we got a great IT department, don't we?
We do. Very, very smart people, and just got to get out of their way and let them do their job.
No question about that. Hey, once the fans come into the stadium, they're going to see some new graphics alongside the walls at the Rock.
Yeah, I mean, this was one of those happy accidents. Last year, because of the construction of Assembly Hall, commencement was held at Memorial Stadium.
All right.
And they decided to put very regal, gorgeous red graphics on our walls for commencement so it would look more scholarly and academic. Well, we looked at it, and everyone from Fred to Kevin Wilson to the maintenance guys all said, this looks terrific. So we asked the university if we could keep it up, and they said, absolutely. And so it was kind of a win for everybody, and it's a very clean red look at Memorial Stadium, and I think fans are really going to like it.
Well, and I tell you what, it's a lot of new initiatives, some things, like I said, I was going to ask you about the walk, too, especially with the construction, you know, with the corridor making some progress. One of these days it's going to be complete, and probably, well, the most beautiful area linking campus to Memorial Stadium in the Assembly Hall. What about the walk and the construction in that area there, Woodlawn?
Well, I hate to punt, but we are going to give you that information later in the week when we have a final word on what will be happening with Woodlawn. It's going to be, if it gets in, it's going to be under the wire, and I think we'll let our fans know Thursday or Friday. I'm not holding out on you, Joe. I'd love break it on here first, but we actually don't know whether or not the gravel and the road will be done in time or not.
Well, I hear you, and you take care of us when we have Fred on behind the scenes, and it's a great start. Congrats out to Amy Burberry. No better place do you want to win a tournament championship than in West Lafayette. And they took care of business, and Sarah Stone got the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. But our sports teams, cross country's getting rolling, and our men's soccer team, all across the board. We got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, Amy Burberry is doing a tremendous job in year three. Great wins. Those are NCAA tournament resume building wins. And I know the men's soccer team lost to Notre Dame with 1 minute left, but they absolutely flogged them all over the field the entire day. I think Indiana men's soccer is going to be a team that's going to compete for number 9 this year.
Well, I think we caught up the fans and here in Yogi's, as well as listening to us, Jeremy, and I can't thank you for stopping in and updating us. And again, the game at 4:00, 7 home games. Ticket sales are going well. Oh, before I leave you, and of course, the students obviously they have a new section. It's kind of been renamed. How's that ticket sales going there?
Ticket sales are going very well. It looks like it's going to be pretty close to what we had last year. And we think that, especially with the really good times of day, we got a lot of 3-4 o'clock games rather than the noon games or the super late games. I think the walk-up ticket sales are going to be very strong this year, so we're really, really excited about it. And we need the students out there loud and proud, representing the Crimson Guard and helping Indiana get to a bowl game this
year. Well, it's going to be in the low 90s, so Friday night it might not be a bad idea to be up in a hot air balloon and
get to that thinner, cooler air.
Visit IndianaBalloonFest.com for more information there. Hey, for another show, we'll talk a little about the new 8-year deal with Adidas, but needless to say, in the nutshell, very lucrative for Indiana U and Adidas. They've been good, and we've been good to them, and vice versa.
Yeah, it's a great partnership. Candy Stripes and the Three Lock Stripes, we belong together, and we're going to be together until 2024. And want to wish the United States of America good luck in the Walker Cup coming up. This is a great thing, and we all know what Spider Miller has done for golf in this community and across the country. So look forward to hearing your next guest. You know, between the two of us, you know, he's only 50 strokes better than me, over 18.
I keep telling him I do drive a heck of a cart, and I'm very neat with my penmanship. I can keep scores with pencils on scorecards. That's my I know my limitations. Looking forward to Spider. Thanks again, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me.
Go Hoosiers. Jeremy Gray joining us, Associate Indiana University Director of Athletics in charge of fan experience. Well, the President's Cup is coming up for the pros. So, too, the 45th annual Walker Cup. We call it the Ryder Cup of just good old pure amateur golf. That's next weekend in Great Britain. And with us tonight, honored to have Team USA Captain John Spider Miller. He'll join us next. You're listening to Sports Talk on a Tuesday night. We're live from Yogi's, everybody. Welcome back, everyone. Very, very special night. Team USA, Walker Cup captain, IU alum, Monroe County Sports Hall of Famer, Indiana Golf Association Hall of Famer. And what a privilege. I know Spider Miller joining us. Let's give him a big round of applause as we come back to Yogi's, feasting on some great food here at Yogi's. And Spider, you know, we've been doing this now, talking about all that preparation soon after Nathan Smith won that deciding point back in September of 2013 when they beat Great Britain in Ireland 17-9. You had been named captain. We started our interviews. A lot of it, all of it, has been right here at Yogi's. I can't even believe, as we sit a week out, your thoughts and comments now that you got the team and you're going over to Lancashire, England, and have at it at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's. Wow.
Well, Joe, it's been a short 2 years. Seems like just yesterday that they were playing at National Golf Links. My friend Jimmy Holtgreave was captain, and now I am the captain, and we've done a lot of planning and preparation, and we've named our team. We named five of the players prior to the U.S. Amateur, and the U.S. Amateur was concluded 2 weeks ago, and we named the other five players.
Well, I tell you, you've got a great balance, and you've got some mid-ams Mike McCoy out of Des Moines, Iowa, who's 52, Scott Harvey from down in Greensboro, North Carolina, 37, and then you have some of the youngsters, and these were the guys that were chosen here recently. Jordan Nebrugge out of Maquon, Wisconsin, we remember him from the Open this past year, 22 years. Denny McCarthy, 22, out of Rockville, Maryland, and Robbie Shelton, who's only 19, from Wilmer, Alabama. And they'll be in with your five players selected by the International Team Selection Committee. How does that work, and how much did you have in? Because you've seen so many tournaments in the last year and a half. How did this whittle down to these 10?
Well, the way the process works, Joe, is we have a selection committee, and it is named the International Team Selection Committee. It's a, I guess you would say, a subcommittee of the competitions committee, which you can get in. It's a little bit like banking. And my role is a little bit like a loan officer. I go in front of the committee, and I tell them what I want and who I think should be selected, and then they vote and decide. Sometimes I get everything I want, and sometimes I do not. And I'm happy with the team we have selected. And that's how the process works. I don't officially have a vote.
Do you like what you have here? How flexible is this team, Spider?
Well, we have a great team. We have the current U.S. Amateur Champion on it.
Yeah.
We have the Player of the Year in Maverick McNeely. And we have two of the hottest players. Jordan Niebuhr just finished in the top 10 in the British Open with the best players in the world. I mean, it's a major, the best players in the world. He was in the top 10, so me picking him was not that difficult. And then along with that, we have Robbie Shelton, who at the PGA Tour event that was opposite the British Open, he finished third in it.
Yeah.
So I have a great team.
And, you know, the ones we just mentioned, and as Spider mentioned, Bo Hostler, who's 20 years of age. He's from out west, Mission Viejo, California.
Yes.
We have seen Bryson DeChambeau. He's also a California kid from Clovis, 21 years old, and he has had great, great success and having a great year. Then you have Lee McCoy from Athens, Georgia. You know, when I had you on in the spring, you had kind of had your couple of asterisks and a couple of circles around Maverick McNeely. We've seen him with an exemption on the PGA Tour playing as an am out of Portola Valley, California. And you're right. And Hunter Stewart out of Lexington down to the south of us. So look at that bunch. Those five between the ages of 19 and 22.
Yeah, actually, if you take out the mid-amateurs, in many respects, I have an older, younger group, so to speak, in that I have three seniors, which is sometimes unusual. I only have two going in that are starting their junior year. Even though Maverick's only 19, he is in his junior year. And a lot of the times the teams, well, for instance, when Patrick Rogers made his team, he was
right.
Coming out of high school going into his freshman year. So I had some kids that were close in that age, but they did not make it. And the players I have are primarily juniors and seniors in college.
You know,
several just having graduated.
You know, you were talking about Jim Holtgreave and how he helped you. He captained the last team, but you know, he kind of gave you your Miller game plan to attack, go out, and let me ask you this question: you played on the '99 Walker Cup team. Has the game changed that much over the span of 30 years? But the experience of playing for your country against those other guys.
That part has not changed. The part that's changed is that players are better and hitting it longer. But the fact that you're playing for your country and the fact that the thrill of doing it and the ceremonial part involved with it has not changed. It's pretty much as it has been for some time. We're going over there, so I'm not certain who will show up over there as far as politicians and so forth. But the captain of the RNA will be there along with the chief executive of the RNA and the captain of the club and various other people along with our USGA officials. And when we played here, we had President Bush come over there. I'm not certain who will come. So, yeah, that portion has not changed.
Yeah, and as I say, it's, you know, if you will, the great sport it is, the amateur sport it is, and this event, like the Ryder Cup. This Walker Cup comes every 2 years. You can't beat it. I mean, this is the true grits of the sport, Spider. You cut your teeth on it.
That's right. And the Walker Cup began in 1922, and the Ryder Cup took a page from the Walker Cup, and they 1926 when they saw that the Walker Cup was so successful and they started the Ryder Cup, basically copying the same format.
And we're talking, and Spider's exactly correct, and the U.S. won that back in 22 against GB&I. And, you know, but you look at the names, you open up the history book, Francis Ouimet, Bobby Jones, Chick Evans, here recently.
And Jack, I say Nicklaus,
Jack, Tiger,
Spieth, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson.
And on the other side,
Ben Crenshaw.
Yeah, and on the other side, guy by the name of McIlroy, Rose, McDowell,
Grant
also
McDowell
have played in the and, you know, it's kind of interesting. We mentioned the young man, Niebuhrge, who got the silver plate for the low score.
That's right.
In the
He beat Paul Dunn.
And look who's heading up the their team.
And
Paul Dunn.
Paul Dunn, and Paul's a nice young man. I know him. And he unfortunately had to play Bryson DeChambeau, and Bryson beat him 3-2, I believe. Would have been worse, but Paul putted very well.
Well, and
I'm biased, you might imagine,
yeah,
Joe.
I think you are.
And my boy ran right over him.
You have every right to be. And, you know, you think back, and this course, Royal Lytham and St. Anne's, as I mentioned right at the top or before we got to you tonight, Spider, and we're with John Spider Miller tonight on Sports Talk Live from Yogi's, the U.S. Walker Cup captain. The course has held 10 previous opens, so what a great experience for some of these guys to not only play for their country, but at one of the great venues in the world.
I cannot be happier with the venue. I was over there last year. Of course, playing the golf course was just a small portion for me. I wanted to see the facilities. I liked the fact that it's kind of in the middle of two small towns, and not far from a very large town, and not far from Manchester, which has direct flights to most of the United States. It's like Bloomington to Indianapolis, their relationship to Manchester. And so there's things to do. There's plenty of lodging for people, and the golf course is great. I couldn't be happier with it, although the condition and the climate and everything will change by the time we get over there, but
yeah.
I cannot be happier that we have one of the old storied venues that they have to offer.
Well, and just give us a feel, Spider, when you contacted these individuals, all with different assets, and they bring, we talk about the flexibility. What was their reaction when they found out that they are a member of your team?
Well, I can tell you that the ultimate achievement in amateur golf is to make the Walker Cup team. And to do that, the only other thing that rivals it is to win the U.S. Amateur. And naturally, if you win the U.S. Amateur, you will make the Walker Cup team if you are an American. So those two things represent the pinnacle of amateur golf, and only one person can win the U.S. Amateur each year, and we take 10 players on the Walker Cup team. So those players who do not win know they can still achieve the ultimate in amateur golf, and that's to play on the team. And so I can't be happier of the group we have this year.
You know, one of the great comments you gave to me when we've had you in, and again, we've had Spider in talking about different levels of his team, and now it's all come to fruition, and they'll be leaving the good old U.S. of A. for Lancashire, England, and the tournament, which opens up a week from Saturday. But you told me, and I wrote it down, and now that you've got your team, it's how you act over how you play.
That's correct. I'm not concerned. I know the kids. I've been around them a lot. I went to 13 tournaments this year alone, and I know them all very well. I was kind of honing in on them. There were a few that, unfortunately, that were not on this team that in a normal year would have been good enough to make a team. So the pool of players was that deep. But I've gotten to know them all. I know their parents. I know their girlfriends sometimes. I know their grandparents, some of them. It's a good group, and they know how I feel about how to act. In fact, I just, before I came here, I wrote my cell phone policy, which is to turn the damn things off. I don't want your head facing down. People are talking to us as a team.
Well,
plenty of time for those things when we're not acting as a team.
You got it. You got to set your rules.
Nothing
you're the
I
captain,
hate
captain.
Worse than someone speaking to you and they have their head down looking at that device.
I hear you, brother. And that is great
manners.
Advice. That is great advice. And you know, that goes along the lines, too, of something else we had discussed, and that was creating the right environment. And, you know, we could talk about team chemistry, and, you know, in time, we'll see how that unfolds over those 2 days next week. But developing the environment, guys that like one another.
Well,
it's so doggone competitive out there anymore, just to win a tournament with all these young guns, so to speak, setting sights toward the PGA in time.
That's true. There are probably two schools of thought on how you pair players, and I will tell you that I was leaning toward pairing with my personality. That was what I planned to do. The other way is you can try and be analytical and match their games. I had a great talk with Dave Stockton, who has been on a number of Ryder Cup teams, probably six or seven. He's been the captain twice, and he was in total agreement. You pair by personality, so that's what I've done. It's a they are vested in the process, and I let them pick from 1 to 5 who they would like to play with, and I matched them as well as I could. You'd drive yourself crazy trying to determine whether a guy's game fits the other guy's game. You know, it's all personality. If you and I are partners and you make your first putt and you knock it 6 feet by, and I get mad at you and I say, yeah, quit doing that. I hate that. If you like the guy and he knocks it 6 foot by, the guy says, no problem, I'll make it, I'll knock it in, don't worry about it.
Well,
it's two schools of thought.
Yeah, well, how much flexibility then will you have once the tournament, and again, it's played over 2 days, and it opens up on the 12th, that's a week from Saturday, continues over at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's on Sunday. 18 singles matches, 8 foursomes, alternate shot matches, from what I gathered there. When you get rolling and you start to add up the points, how much mix and match have you thought about that yet?
According, I'm required to submit my Saturday pairings, foursomes and singles, by Friday night.
Okay.
At the conclusion of play on Saturday, I have, I think, 1 hour or 2 hours to submit my Sunday's play. So you have time to finagle them, but you cannot do it. You cannot do it during the play. In other words, I can't repair or do anything different after the morning matches.
Gotcha.
Everything is cast in stone, and now there are provisions if someone is sick or injured.
Who's helping you? Who are some of your men under you taking care of things, coaching staff, if you will?
None. You're okay. Not allowed to.
All right.
I didn't know that. I do it all myself.
Well.
Thus, a commitment of time is required. Secondly, I have one assistant with USGA who helps me in the logistics.
Well, I mean, you've been wearing out shoe leather and flying miles and going everywhere like crazy. What did you say? You went to 13 just this year.
I counted them up just this year.
Yeah. But, you know, that was that's this year. 14 was I hated to see your calendar. I know you were doggone busy, but you always took time to come in here. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit that you made with the boys, the young men, your Walker Cuppers, to a great friend of yours, a man that is a pillar in the game of golf, Arnie Palmer. You went out to his home base where he grew up, Latrobe, Pennsylvania. What was that like, Spider?
Yeah, it was great. We did it last week. I brought the players into Pittsburgh. We gathered them up, and Arnold owns a number of the houses around the golf course at Latrobe, and so we rented 3 of those and a few hotel rooms. And then we came in Thursday night, and then from there we had all their clothing, because we don't have much time after we pick them. You know, we have probably, if I could add them up, probably 80 different items to give them, from 5 pair of golf shoes, dress slacks, sport coat, dress shirts. I had 9 wind shirts, all sorts of things, plus their luggage, their golf bag. Golf balls will be shipped over there, gloves. But we did that Thursday night, and then the fun began on Friday. We met Doc Giffen, Arnold's assistant. He took us through the office before Arnold got there. And he went around and explained every item that's in there, and it's fabulous. He had the claret jug from winning the Masters. He had the replica of the clubhouse they'd retired and given to him. And then we went to his shed, which is really something. And it took Corey Britt, one of Arnold's assistants, 3 years to organize everything. He probably had 200 sets of clubs, maybe 300.
Wow.
I don't know, maybe 1,000 pair of shoes, lighters, everything given to him over his lifetime of playing was there. But then the good part was, and we came back to his office and Arnold was there. He brought all the team in, signed a book, and gave it to each one individually, and then he talked to them for over an hour. And then he took questions, all they want, anything they wanted to ask. He took their questions. And it'll never happen again.
Well,
no team will ever be as fortunate as this team. They're
well, that's
pretty lucky.
That's one of those priceless moments that, no, you're right, in the lives of these young men, regardless of what goes on next week. Yeah, you want to win for the Team USA, but an experience like that. Did he have a general, from what you gathered, and you've known Arnie for decades, did he have a general theme that was kind of commonplace to the guys?
You know, He told them a few things about take what you have. You know, your game is your game. Take it. Don't listen to everybody. Don't have rabbit ears. Every sports psychologist, every fitness guru, they all want to attach to these young players. They all want to build their careers on the back of the young players. And quite frankly, the young players have to play with what they have and do the work themselves. And that was the other advice he gave them about agents. If someone does something for you, you write them. You don't have your agent write them. And when you give an autograph, he went over that with him too. He said it only takes an extra second, if that much, to slow your hand down and make your autograph legible. He looked them all in the eye. And everything that he has signed, you can read his signature clearly.
Yeah.
So he went over all that with them, and I hope they're paying attention. Smart ones will, the dumb ones will disregard it.
Spider Miller joining us, captain of the Walker Cuppers here in 2015. Well, give us your itinerary. We're sitting on the first day of September. You're talking about the wind shirts and everything. We won't ask you about the weather forecast because it changes a lot. We know it's going to be hot around Bloomington the rest of the week. When do you leave, and how much practice will you be able to get in over there?
Well, we're leaving this Thursday. We're meeting in New York. And we'll get in time to have dinner at the Venerable Lynx Club, which is it's in the upper east side of Manhattan. Yeah. They don't have a golf club. It's like
Swank. Yeah.
Well, it would be comparable to the Columbia Club or the Athletic Club of any city. It just happens to be a huge city anyway. So I have Jimmy Dunn who lost probably 85-90% of his firm in 9/11, and who spoke at every funeral for every employee he had, and who's still paying them today. Plus, he's paying their kids' college tuitions. He's going to talk. And then the next day, we're going to the 9/11 Memorial Museum. And then early afternoon, we're going to New York Stock Exchange, and we're going to ring the closing bell at 4 p.m. on Friday.
Well, that's.
I hope it's an up day.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. Well, I got a feeling you're on the upside of things, so give us an up day on that, Spider.
Yeah.
I want to ring it
when the market's down 1,000.
You know
points.
What? You got enough to worry about. You know, when you get over there, but the economy, I know, is kind of in the back of your mind. But hey, it was great having you. Best of luck to you, and as I always say, fairways and greens. We talk about developing personalities and the flexibilities and what Arnold Palmer told these kids. But I'll tell you one thing. They got a guy that grew up down the road in North Vernon, went to Indiana U, and is every Hall of Fame here in the state, not to mention the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, that knows this great game of amateur golf. And by God, they'll be knowing and learning a few tips from the master from North Vernon. Well, best of luck to you, my
friend.
Thank
you, Joe. I appreciate it.
And
thanks,
we'll talk
so kindly.
To you. Hey, when you come back, take all kinds of pictures. Bring me back some memorabilia, and we'll have another party here at Yogi's.
Well,
how's that?
Hopefully we can hang a winning flag here on the wall.
That would be great. Spider Miller, everybody, captain of Team USA, the Walker Cup team, leaving for New York on to Lancashire, England, and Royal Lytham St. Anne's starting the 45th annual Walker Cup tournament against GB and I, starting a week from Saturday, extending through Sunday. We'll close it out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Wrapping up things, and this is the place to be, Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. Great honor to speak and talk the great game of golf with Captain Spider Miller. We wish him well, along with the Team USA guys that will be representing our country. My thanks to Jeremy Gray tonight, IU Athletics. Reds and Cubs tonight, 8 o'clock pregame. DeStalfani against Heron. And our Employee of the Week out at the barbecue train shortstop, Mike McBride. He gets things rolling in the kitchen. For our producer, Jim Ritter, don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6 tomorrow. We got the Colts' final preseason game. Cincinnati, 6 o'clock pregame on Thursday. We'll be out in Ellettsville, Cloverdale, and the opponent for Jerry Bland's crew, Chalk Talk, at 6:30. So that's about the story. And, oh, by the way, head coach Kevin Wilson joins us live from Yogi's a week from tonight. Enjoy your week. Go Hoosiers. Go Team USA. We'll see you. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.